Okay, so, hi guys, my name is Mia, and welcome back to my lovely, lovely podcast. I'm so sorry, I didn't even drop a podcast last week. My perception of time has been very off these past 2 weeks. November has not been an amazing month for me, but at the same time, it also has blossomed a lot of amazing things for me this month. So I am incredibly grateful for that. And so this podcast was going to be about, I believe, privacy and social media. And I feel like I should just talk about that. But then also I want to talk about my feelings, guys. I want to talk about my feelings. I feel like right after this, I will record the privacy and social media thing. And then, like, you know, so because I keep like being like, oh, yeah, I'm going to record that podcast, and I never freaking do it. So now we are going to be talking about just my feelings. This feels like therapy. I mean, it's good. A podcast should be like low-key therapy, but like I'm also very happy. So basically, intuition. We're going to talk about intuition today. Intuition. So I've always been a very intuitive person. It's kind of like my sixth sense. And I've always been interested in like astrology. So astrological things, I believe. Yeah. And so I always believe I have a higher being behind me. I may always believe I have something behind me that is protecting me from those who do me wrong. I do believe in reincarnation. I do believe in karma. I just believe in just being a peaceful person. And so I believe Saturn is in direct right now. I did not know this. This is all going to tie together soon, guys. But Saturn is in direct because Saturn had a retrograde this past, I think, 5 or 6 months. And basically during that retrograde, whatever good or bad you did to someone else is going to come back and bite you in the butt now. I guess I did really good to someone. Also, I guess I was really good to someone and really good overall because I'm doing amazingly well right now. That was like May, June, July, August, September, October. So I literally wasn't doing anything all summer. I was just very hurt and sad all summer. But I did spend time with my friends and I could just only think about coming here. And then I was just like, then when I came here, it was just like, you know, I didn't do anything wrong to anybody because I didn't really know anybody like that. So of course, like, it was all good. This is going to tie together soon. So I feel like I have good karma from that because Saturn is a planet that's basically about karma. And I feel like it's more focused on either Capricorn and Aquarius in your birth chart right now. I do not have any Capricorn, but I do have an Aquarius. I'm going to actually look that up a little bit more because I looked it up, but I forgot what it said. But it was something about like ending romantic relationships. And I was like, oh. Well, mine's just ended. This is how this is all going to tie together, guys. So even though I got good karma from these past couple of months, like, I got a new job, which is, like, incredible. It's one of, like, my little, like, cute college dream jobs, too. And then I'm having all these other opportunities coming up, whether it's academically. My grades are coming up better. I have good academic opportunities, and I have good extracurricular opportunities, and I'm feeling more motivated now. But then I also got good karma, but it was in a way that was seen as bad to me intentionally. Until I found out the day that it happened, there was also a lunar eclipse and Saturn was in direct. And I was like, oh, okay. So this is like divine intervention, which is like actually insane about like what literally just happened to me. So basically, I'm just going to tell you guys the spills. I don't want to say this person's name on here because I don't know where this podcast is going to go. I don't know who's going to end up listening to it over time in my little life. But this person and I, from my last podcast I was talking about, We ended things on the lunar eclipse. I think that was like, when was that? I think that was November 1st or October 31st. I genuinely don't know because my perception of time has been very wonky since that day. Everything feels so close, but literally it was like almost a month ago. I think that's insane. But like, so we ended things and it was really sad to me personally. It was very abrupt because everything was going pretty well and everything. And like, it was just like, oh, okay, this happened. Wow. Like, you usually you're more prepared for things when the relationship, like, you know, it's going downhill. But if you think it's going uphill and then like, oh, they cheated on you, or they're talking to someone else, or they just saying like, no, I don't want to do it anymore, then you're like, wow, like, what did I do to make this happen, you know? But after talking to my friends and my family, I realized that it's not a me problem, it's a them problem, it's that person's problem, because it's your eternal conflicts and you brought it upon me and you made me overthink and made me feel like I was the bad person and made me think that I was the problem when I wasn't the problem. And it's really sad to like think about that, be like, oh my gosh, like they broke it off with me, I'm the problem. But I think I shifted that mindset to be like, I am not the problem, they are the problem. Not like in a like a gaslighting victim, but like not in that way, but it's like, and I looked at everything that was logical, I looked at the timeline of our relationship and everything, and I was just like, I wasn't the problem at all. Like, I genuinely wasn't the problem. And everything was going really well, and we had plans to do more things, and then things like this just happens. And I can't really, basically, like, beat myself up over it. Because I did beat myself up over it mentally and emotionally. I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I'm a bad person. I will never find genuine love and stuff like that. And I was like, now that I look back at it, I'm just like, wow. I mean, of course, my feelings were valid. I can't beat myself up over the way I felt in the moment, because that's like, you shouldn't live a life of like regret. You should be like, okay, that was information I was fed at the moment. That was my reaction. And I can't beat myself over the knowledge I know now, because I know more knowledge now. So like, it's just a whole process, and I can't hurt myself over that. I really can't. So I'm very happy with how I handled things, and I just have to kind of let it be. There are certain things that my friends do not know that happened afterwards, but I just have to keep that to myself, because I just want that to myself and call it a day. And yeah, so that's what happened to me. That's also not why, I mean, that's not why I didn't record a podcast last week, is because, like, I was also, like, kind of drained from a lot of different things, but also, like, I was very, very busy. I had Veterans Day Parade. I was just so busy, more than, like, you can, like, literally imagine. But, yeah, so that's what happened to me, and I feel great now. A lot of people are asking me how I'm feeling and stuff like that, and I feel great. And then I kind of like kept laughing about it. I was like, imagine how a celebrity feels when this happens and the millions of people have like opinions on you. I'm like, this is a good time not to be a celebrity right now. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to be a celebrity, duh, but like, I get why some celebrities have really private relationships, like Emma Chamberlain. She has a private relationship. Not because, like, oh, yeah, they're going to break up one day or something like that. Like, I don't wish that on anyone. But, like, if the case comes down to it in my way, like, if I'm a celebrity and I break up with someone, then it's just kind of just like, oh. Okay, hold on. Wait. Okay, I'm not even going to lie. I forgot what I was talking about. I'm sorry. I had to like stop my podcast because something happened while I was in the room. But I think I was talking about like just like getting over it and stuff. Yeah, so yeah, I'm getting over it, and it's okay, guys. Like, if you're going through something like this, it's okay to, like, talk about it and vent. I hate people who, like, let you talk about it and vent for a little bit, and then when you keep talking about it, they're like, okay, you can stop. And I'm like, okay, you're not a good friend. I don't want to be your friend anymore if you're going to act like this now. Or, like, people who are just like, oh, just get over it. Just move on. And those are type of people, those type of people I would never be friends with, because you cannot say move on, but yet when it happens to you, you're like bawling and crying for months and I'm supposed to be by your side. But once it happens to me, you're like, you're a strong black woman. You got this. Also, that's another rhetoric that I could literally talk about. Like, I'm literally going to record these things and be like, strong black woman. Privacy on social media, and et cetera, et cetera. But anywho, so let's get more into the intuition part of everything. I remember on my podcast, I talked about anxious attachment and how, like, I had an anxious attachment towards him. And I freaking realized that was my intuition telling me, like, something wasn't right that week. Because he was, quote-unquote, very busy. And I realized an anxious attachment is not what you should have in a relationship. And I should have realized at that point that it was going to go downhill. And I remember saying to myself, I was like, oh yeah, I want to break it off. I want to break it off, but I kind of want to wait it off. And I should have listened to myself when I said that. And I feel like it hurts more when you, like, when they break it off with you rather than you breaking it, like, you breaking it off with them. I mean, of course it's going to hurt more. But, like, I don't know, I just should have listened to my intuition, because I feel like that would have saved me a lot of trouble. But also, on the flip side, when everything happened, I can tell he felt bad. And I was just like, yeah, I know, like, of course you should feel bad. Like, you hurt my feelings, so you should feel bad about the way you treated me. Yeah, of course, and what you admitted to me. This person kind of changed my views a lot on a certain school here in New York City, which I will not say, but it is one of their main schools here, and it changed my views on, like, a lot of different things and a lot of different attractions in the city, because we were going to those, but we were also planning to go to some as well. And then sometimes my friends would bring it up, I'll just be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm like, I want to go there. Because it reminds me so much of this person. And then, but I realize, I'm like, this is a part of life, you know? And things are going to come and go, but you can't let it disrupt your view of how you view something. I've been wanting to move to New York City for, like, 5 years. And now that I'm here, and you would think, like, oh, yeah, a boy's going to disrupt your view of the city. The city that you love. You want to live, like, your whole life here. And I, like, that thought took me back, and I was like, wait, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like, yeah, like, I broke up with a guy and now I hate my view of New York City now and certain schools and certain attractions. I'm like, no, I don't want to be like that anymore. So I literally, like, went out and did things with my friends, and I was like, and listened to certain music and everything that we listened to, and I just realized, I was like, wait, this has a new meaning to it now. Like, I see it more as, like, a calming music playlist, or I see this place as, like, a place I want to go hang out with my friends. So, like, I just feel like I shouldn't really beat myself up over something that was so minor in my life. And I'm 18 years old. If you look at it from that standpoint, I haven't even lived a quarter of my life yet. So I need to calm down and realize that, like, it is okay and I will be fine. I honestly will be fine, and I am fine now. I am amazing. I love talking on my podcast about this because I know other people can resonate, and I know my friends listen to this, and I know it would be great for them to see that I am learning and maturing from my mistakes and past people and moving on to bigger and better things in my life. So I am, like, very happy that it happened, because I feel like if it didn't happen, I would still be kind of very stagnant and I wouldn't grow as a person. Same thing with, like, friendship breakups and everything, like, I wouldn't have grown as a person if I didn't stop being this person's friend. So it's always a part of you that you're just kind of like, you need to grow out of. Even though you might not think it in the moment, but once you look back at something, you're like, oh, I'm so happy that happened because I really grew out of this trait that I didn't know that I have, but it was like really bad. So yeah, that's what happens. And also, it's really normal. It's so normal. But yeah, so like intuition and everything, I'm very intuitive, and with that situation, I really should have listened to my intuition. But also, I feel like intuition does really help with just like anything in general. And like, since I believe in astrology, I believe so that kind of like ties into a lot of it too. So like, yeah, that's like really what I have about like intuition and my feelings and stuff. And you know, I just really like, I really don't really know what this podcast is about. I think it's just like a dump. I think it's just like a dump, and I'm just like, okay, you're just gonna talk about my feelings and stuff like that, and like literally call it a day. But I don't know if I'm going to like post this podcast right after my second one or after a few episodes. Like, I generally don't know, but I think I just have to see how I feel and how I feel that people would react. I mean, like, honestly, I really don't know. I forgot what else I was gonna talk about. But yeah, so intuition and then like astrology. And okay, well, that's also another thing. Yeah, so let's talk about that. So my intuition and astrology. So I believe in what goes around comes around, and with this whole thing that happened, I believe that at first it was like kind of bad. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting karma, like, what person did I hurt? But then look back at it, I was like, I literally was not with anyone. And then I look at the situation, and I look at when it, like the time period it fell into, and I was just like, this is good karma because it's breaking me out of this, and it's making me realize that better things are coming towards me, and maybe this isn't the right time to be in a relationship. And yeah, I was just like, oh, okay. I know this time next year, like, this is a song, you know, this time next year, I believe it's so good, but remember your name. That literally always happens. So, like, I know, like, this will not matter a year from now. But, like, yeah. So, I feel like what goes around comes around. And I'm not wishing karma on anyone because that's not who I am. But I do believe if you treat someone bad, it will come back on you. If you treat someone good, the good will come back on you. I treated people really good in my life, so, you know, I would expect to, you know, have good karma. But then again, you can't really expect a lot of things. You just kind of have to pray. But yeah, so I don't really know where this podcast is going. I don't know where it went, but I just hope you guys really enjoyed it. And yeah, that's really all I have to say. And yeah, I will film my next podcast probably like next Tuesday or something, and or I could film one after this, I'll depend. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed it, and yeah. I will see you guys next week. Okay, bye.